See, one of the things progesterone does from a biochemical point of view, it brings more oxygen to the cells. And a lot of these skin eruptions are actually due to a low oxygen level in the cell, and they become inflamed because they can't do all the things they're supposed to do. So it's worth trying.
Okay, and then my other question was, my sister, sibling, always has an experience with PMS every month, and she then has bouts of depression. So I was wondering if the...
PMS is, as you know, the S part stands for syndrome, mm-hmm. premenstrual syndrome. And whenever they use the word syndrome, it means we don't know what the heck caused it. And it probably has multiple causes, and it might be different things that show up the same way. But in general, Dr. Hargrove at Vanderbilt and I and several others who have used progesterone in a crescendo pattern from day 12 up to day 26, we calculate that we have probably about a 90% success rate with PMS. And by success, what I would do, I used to have the people come in and get weighed a week after their period and then two or three days before their period. And people with PMS that responds to progesterone, they will all gain weight just before the period. Mm-hmm. And that weight might be 3 or 4 or 5 pounds, and it comes on overnight practically.